Well, every one of us have something to give. And good news for somebody who is poor is the message of the kingdom of God, the way it works, and how the law of sowing and reaping works in the kingdom of God. I do believe that God wants to see that every one of our needs are met. God is a God of love. He's a God of giving, and he knows how the system of sowing and reaping works. Isaiah 61:1, talking about the Messiah who is coming. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. God anointed Jesus to preach good tidings to the poor. If you are going to tell a poor person good tidings, what would it be? What would you tell them? What message would you have for a poor person? They don't have to be poor no more. Why? Because Jesus, although he was so very rich, became poor for our sakes, that we through him might become rich. Verse 3, he came to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So the Lord has come to give us the oil of joy for mourning. Man, it's good when you come out of a tough spot and you've been mourning, and the oil of joy is just being poured out upon you when you come through a tough trial like we just heard about. And the oil of joy for mourning, the oil of joy is poured out on you, and somehow you're just so happy on the inside. When you come through a battle and you begin to sense the Lord is the one who brought you through it, there seems to be an element of joy that comes upon you that is released from the depth of your spirit that you can't explain. Let's go to Psalm 30 for a moment. Psalm 30, verse 1. I want to read that scripture, then make just a few comments on it. This is a Psalm of David. He says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Verse 5, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And it speaks to us about enduring through the night. In other words, we have to endure. There's some things that we have to have patience for. There's some things that we must endure. Sorrow will soon pass away if we endure. Hebrews 6:12 says, do not be sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. If we're going through something, we must endure it until the time comes where the Lord exchanges that for joy. It will eventually come. Do you ever get so happy if something just happened to you and just begin to rejoice? You begin to sing songs to the Lord. You begin to worship him because of what you just came through. And that's what this word joy speaks to us about. Well, let's look a little bit further. Verse 11. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. You have turned. The word, the Hebrew word there means to overthrow. Mourning may try to come on you, but God will overthrow its influence and leave you in a state of joy if you will endure. God will overthrow the mourning. He'll bring you into a place of joy, of gladness. You and I have a choice to have our mourning overthrown by a spirit of gladness. Every time we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're asking the Lord to come and anoint us with the spirit of joy, with the spirit of gladness. This is so key to living out the Christian experience while we are living here on earth. Now, folks, I want you to know that the oil of joy, the oil of gladness, I believe, is coming to those who will walk before God with clean hands and a pure heart.